This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jack Posobiec's coming up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec was there at the Women's March, there at their Night for Freedom. The Antifa attack trying to block folks coming in. These are people that want to shut our speech down, just like they do on the Internet. I'll close a little bit into the next hour with him. But George is telling a powerful story. See, here's the thing. I don't pander to people. I don't sit there. And I got family that does this, where we'll be in another part of the country or around somebody that has a different accent, and some of my family will start trying to adopt it. It drives me crazy. That's a form of virtue signaling, and they just do it to be nice. I'm going to talk like I'm going to talk. You like my culture. The truth is everybody likes different cultures. I like women that look different. I like food that's different. I want to go in the soul food restaurant and eat the black southern food. It's really just southern food. I want to go in the real Mexican food restaurant. Everybody likes everybody as long as there's plenty of resources. That's how humans act. We got free market. We got thousands of worlds. It's unlimited. What we don't need is domestication. Hispanics, which means from the island Hispaniola, that's funny enough what Haiti is today. It's not really Hispanic. That's the island of Hispaniola, a Dominican Republic, and to the east and to the west, Haiti. I guess one part of the island is Hispanic. It's successful. The other is just voodoo infested in the hellhole. But the point is that isn't putting the poor people down. We're trying to fix it. Hispanics are already half the population in the U.S. below the age of 20. In another 10 years, it's a joke. It's your country. If you want it flooded by outside other third world populations who are going to be brainwashed into anti-free market and want to blow up the big free market rocket ship you got because you had kids, great. Stay Christian. Have kids. Don't let them abort your kids and don't let them sell you to the New World Order. That's the message. You like free market? You like all this? People are trying to get in here because they want what's left of it. It's unlimited if we don't blow it up. But I know what you're talking about. Leftists attack me for being a Trump supporter. I couldn't imagine what it's like in New York being, you know, as you said, a Mexican-American who just wants to be an American. I don't say I'm a Welsh-American, just an American, and to have your family come after you. So finish up your story there, George. The point is, tell your family, we are America, and the globalists are the ones exploiting it. So as our economy comes back, this is helping us. It's crazy to bring people in or have folks that were here longer than anybody else, like Mexicans, and then to not think you're not the country. It's your heritage, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to correct. I'm from California, and just to give you some of my background, I'm Mexican Salvadorian, but I claim to be American because I was born in San Bernardino, California.
Sure. Yeah, you're an American.
And even my mom gave me trouble last week with the whole F-hole comment. She was just saying, like, how can you go for someone that said that about people from my country, and I rebutted with, well, do you want to go live in El Salvador, or do you want to stay here? And she said, I would rather stay here.
Who doesn't call Haiti or other, I mean, there is crap, there's no sewage treatment, there's crap, that's why they're called that. Everybody calls it that. I mean, people in Mexico say, I don't want to go to that city, don't go there. I've had people say, hey, should I go this town or that town? They go, oh, don't go here, it's a real asshole in Spanish. That's what you call it.
Even in El Salvador, it's like that because, you know, the gangs are ruling over there. The government is practically ruled by the gangs over there. And I have family who have been threatened by the MS-13 or whatever gang is reigning over there. And I just don't see why people don't see that.
Yeah, and you'll be proven right. I mean, ask your family, what do you think about the prosperity? Don't you get Hillary? These people are pandering to you. They don't care about you. It's all talk. All right, brother. I'm going to say bye to Gilbert on the other side. We're back in 60 seconds. Thank you so much, George. But again, it's just like My dad's dad particularly. He knew it was the right thing to do. Civil Rights Act, all of it. He did it, like all those other people did back then. Then they turn around and call those very people racist today because they're ignorant. I'm sorry.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Subic.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec's going to do a great job hosting this hour. He was right there in the middle of the Night for Freedom rally that got so much international attention that Chelsea Manning showed up to, and they were super nice too, so he then made up a bunch of crap. Amazing. And I'm not going to pretend. You're a man, Manning. You got those chromosomes. I don't care if you think you're a woman and like guys. Knock yourself out, bro. But I'm not going to say you're a pink pony either if you say you're one. Just like you say we're Nazis and we're not, jackass. So, we're going to finish up with Joel Gilbert and hand the baton over with Posobiec. Just what a circus. We got so many clips we're going to play this hour as well. But briefly, since we talked about it, I got to play it one more time. Here's the trailer for Trump, The Art of the Insult, Standing Up to Bullies is my subtitle for it. That's what I'm going to call it when I put the trailer up. Directed by Joel Gilbert. He's made four films I've seen. They're all amazing. We carry them all. InfoWarsStore.com. No Place Like Utopia. Dream is My Real Father. You name it. But this, he also made a film exposing the jihadist. Name escapes me. What's the name of that film?
There's two of them. One is Farewell Israel and one is Atomic Jihad.
That's right. So I've seen all of those. And we, I think we used to carry them. Wasn't it the Farewell Israel they tried to arrest you for? What was the thing in Congress that they wanted you arrested for, saying it was a campaign violation?
Well, that was Dreams from My Real Father, and it was only defeated by 3-3. Luckily, the three Republican commissioners on the FEC would not go along with crushing free speech. Otherwise, I would have been sent up to the Justice Department for prosecution. I'm a media outlet. I'm a documentary filmmaker. So it's well established I have a media exemption, just like CNN, just like InfoWars.
Oh, well, no. I mean, the same chair lady, which she was previously, she wanted me arrested, too, and Drudge. She said we were the three she singled out, and she said that we were all involved in illegal campaign operations.
That was their allegation, and luckily mine died 3-3. But it was very serious just because it ended 3-3. It still threw a cast a chill across conservative filmmakers.
Oh, yeah, mine too. Exactly. If Hillary would have got in, she'd have got another chairperson. They'd had four. They would have us. I mean, they would put us in jail like Dinesh D'Souza.
They would add one more commissioner to break the ties. And any time a complaint came against a conservative or someone expressing an opinion that was not leftist, they would have brought us up for charges and fines at the FEC, and free speech, First Amendment would just be one of many amendments that Hillary would be canceling along with the Second and the Tenth.
And I can't believe we're just calmly talking about this. This is the left that, you know, if you try to stop their bomb-making, they say you're censoring them, but they're on the streets attacking us, they're blocking us online, Europe's announcing anything conservative or libertarian or nationalist will be banned. They're working with the big tech companies to do it, the big social networks. I mean, they... What about Europe, though? Is Europe lost? We see a big nationalist awakening, but their response there is just to go full, whole hog with U.S. companies working with them to censor. Shouldn't the Justice Department, our own government, and the trustbusters break them up for engaging in authoritarian activities? I mean, even though it's overseas, that's still criminal.
Look, they should have broken, they should break them up just like they did in the late 60s, FBI, Operation Paperclip, all kind of... operations to break up the radical left that were aligning themselves with the Cuban intelligence. They were taking money from terrorist groups. Bill Ayers went over to Vietnam. He went to Cuba. I have a document from the FBI that Bill Ayers took money from the Quebec.
Sanders had his honeymoon in the 70s in Moscow. Sorry.
Yeah, this is who we're dealing with. So, look, there's a book out called by Douglas Murray called The Strange Death of Europe. And it talks about how only the Western leftist mentality says we need more diversity. We need more Somalians. We need more people from India. We need more people from all these third world countries. But you don't see people in India saying, you know, we need some more Texans. We're just not going to be happy unless we get some Texans here in Bombay. Or if
but I'll say this about the Indians. On average, they're the highest grossing group in the country. They're all friendly. Most of the Indians I know, like every Indian I know, I'm friends with quite a few Indian Americans, they love Trump.
Well, you've got very successful groups of people that come from other countries. The argument that Trump is making, which is the same as they do in Canada and Australia, is a merit-based system. Let's have people apply and we'll vet people so we get people that can support themselves and create business.
Sure. Why do you think Indians compared to all, because that's the only group that demographically votes Republican. Why do you think Indian Americans like Trump so much?
Oh, the Indian Americans understand free enterprise. They understand how hard it is in a socialist system. They come from India that had many, many years of socialism and poverty, and they just see the opportunity that when the government gets out of the way, that they can prosper. So you have a very, very strong and successful and vibrant community of Indian Americans that start businesses. I have a couple of friends here in L.A. that are just fantastic entrepreneurs. It's just amazing what they accomplish.
I was about to say, Indians are the per capita richest group. The top nine are Asian groups. And they are, but now the left even says, don't let them go with degrees. Have affirmative action against Asians now.
Well, it's endless the way the leftist narrative changes when it doesn't work out. Remember global warming? You don't hear that anymore. Now it's climate change. So if there's a hurricane or if the sun comes up, it's climate change, and we got to give more money to leftist causes. The narrative of the left is so bankrupt. I really believe that Americans are finding out and understanding really through the impetus of Donald Trump and him standing up to these narratives that you don't just have to accept and believe what you're being fed.
All right, Joel Gilbert, thank you so much, my friend. Come back very soon. Every time he's on, we got to get this guy on more. He's so smart. Thank you, Joel Gilbert. The new film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, will be right back with Jack Posobiec. Here is the trailer for the film, available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Call women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs.
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
And they said that wasn't politically correct. Who cares? You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
I think Jeff is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person.
Throw them out. Throw them out into the cold. Don't give them their coat. No coat.
L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion dead.
I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
The most dishonest human beings. These people right here. Look at all the cows.
So disgusting.
This socialist / communist, crazy Bernie, he's crazy as a mint bun.
Pocahontas?
The Indian.
Very offensive.
I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Bob. She's been crooked from the beginning. Crooked Hillary. Politicians are really dishonest. Yeah.
Donald Trump alleges that my dad was involved in assassinating JFK.
This had nothing to do with me, except I might have pointed it out.
This guy was sweating so badly. Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen, because they were protecting him.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, I'm working hard to be nice.
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees.
Put glasses on so people will think he's smart. It just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
I'll make 3 or 4 major speeches. She makes a speech for 15 minutes. She goes home, goes to bed.
We live off Chinese manufacturing.
That's because when you say we, you are stupid. Repeat after me.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. That's not going to happen.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
We will make America great again. Go home to mommy.
All right, folks, the film available now at InfoWarsStore.com, The Art of the Insult. Jack Posobiec did a great job, ladies and gentlemen, there in New York at that big event. Jack, we're going to break in about 40 seconds, but tell us what's coming up.
We are going to talk about all about that event. We're going to talk about the amazing event that was held inside, as well as the Antifa attack that happened outside. Someone got put in the hospital, but we had Chelsea Manning inside, who was welcomed and treated fairly and politely. So you can see the contrast. You can see the difference.
Absolutely. Jack Posobiec, great patriot, and leads one of the biggest Trump groups in the election. Also, got outed as a member of the Naval Intelligence, even though he was involved in the campaign that, in that hat, by the left. They say the president likes him and tweets him. He can't be a naval intelligence. The president can't like you and have you be an officer in the Navy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Folks, it's Jack Posobiec sitting in today, the big fourth hour here on InfoWars. And wow, what a weekend. What an absolutely amazing weekend we had. A weekend for liberty, a weekend for patriotism, a weekend where the lovers and defenders of this country were able to meet together, were able to rise up and face those forces that stand against us. It happened all throughout New York City. And let me tell you, those dark forces, the Antifa, the Women's March, they were out in full force to try and stop us, but they were unable to because we uninhibited and celebratory held an amazing, super wonderful event. 1,000 people were there. Lots of news. So much I want to break down. The women's event, you guys saw them all out in New York City. They said, why would you have an event the same weekend as the Women's March? And I said, because it's the time to celebrate the one-year anniversary of our president being inaugurated, the one-year anniversary of the day that everything began to change in America. The people came back into power to take back our White House and to take back the reins of government in the United States. That's why we held that night. And let me tell you something, folks. You know, in my speech that I delivered, actually what I did was I read Ragged Old Flag by Johnny Cash. If you guys know that one, it's an ode to our American flag. I don't even think I said the word Trump once in the entire night. And the reason for that is because this movement isn't about one man. It's not about one individual, right? President Trump, he is the one who focused all of it, but there's so much deeper meaning to what's going on. It ties back all the way to our founding. It ties back all the way to our flag. And I had to bring Johnny Cash in there. I had to set that up. But Antifa found out about the event. And so Antifa decided to crash it. And I think we've got a video here of me. I went out and confronted Antifa, and thankfully the New York Police Department, they actually set up barricades, and then there was a chain link fence where they couldn't get through to me. But you see them there on the film. They see me. They start screaming about our children. They say, send out your children. They want to see your kids. They start banging on the fence with their 2x4s. You see, when we always show up to, you know, protests or rallies, sure, we'll bring a sign. And we'll hold it up high and say this is what our sign is. Antifa always puts their signs on 2x4s. So why do they do that? They put those on 2x4s because then they can flip them over and use them as weapons. And that's what I'm talking about there on screen. I'm saying they left weapons and they're banging them. You can see them banging them against the fence, coming at me like caged animals, screaming. Don't even know why they don't like me. They don't even know what the reason is. But I'm telling you, if the police hadn't been there, if that very fence hadn't been there, I'm only feet away, they would have come up. They would have swarmed me. It would not have gone well. So a big thank you to the New York Police Department. You can see them there as I walk behind me. And they were screaming, saying they wanted to attack our very children. They wanted to go after our children. In fact, James O'Keefe, who was attending the event, he at the point where he left, they actually chased O'Keefe down the street. So when he got there, I went down, I met him, I brought him upstairs. I said, O'Keefe, glad you're here. Glad you're able to come. Let's get up. Let's get through security. Walked him through. He had to leave. He had to bounce somewhere. But when he left, Antifa started chasing him down the street. Now, fortunately, he had a car waiting. He was able to get in. He was safe. But later on in the event, or after the event, I should say, one of our supporters, one of our guests, a 56-year-old man, was leaving the event. Antifa chased him down the street, assaulted and strangled this man. That was what. And so this Antifa, 30-year-old guy, was charged with strangulation, blocking of the airway. actually blocking of the airway just for attending an event, a pro-Trump event. There was a terrorist attack. Because remember, by the words of the classification of FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, Antifa has been classified as a terrorist organization. They loitered outside waiting to catch someone by themselves. This guy was walking. I think he was going to catch a cab or an Uber, and they assaulted him. He was strangled. Now, we've talked to the victim. The victim is secure. He went to the hospital. He was declared stable. He's actually currently recuperating and resting at home. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that he's safe. If he needs anything, we're going to take care of it. On the other hand, the terrorist who did this to him, he's going to jail. Prosecutors are already looking at it, and there's going to be big jail time associated with this attack. And hopefully we'll be able to use some of it to actually prosecute the Antifa groups. Not only the man who conducted this attack, the man child, this 30-year-old, you know, pasty white boy, but the actual group that instigated the entire thing, and the fact that different online supporters or enemies, you should say, enemies of ours, encourage this attack to take place. We found what happened was the location, which we kept secret, was doxed, was sent out online. There was a reporter there, and it said, and they even attacked the reporter who was there. He wasn't even someone who was just there reporting the event. He was recording, he was trying to tape, and they went and attacked the recorder, the guy who was just trying to tape it, the reporter. So anyone who was complicit in the instigation and the execution of this attack is going to be prosecuted. We're going to look at all of it, and New York prosecutors can see this as a slam dunk case, because what it is quite simply. So there he is, David Campbell, Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Crown Heights, by the way, is not one of the poorer areas of Brooklyn. That is a very well-to-do area. So this guy, I don't know if his rich parents are paying his way, but you always see that with these Antifa types, right? And then they come and they see us, and he doesn't even know who this person is who he was assaulted. He wasn't one of the speakers. He wasn't someone who was there espousing support for Trump or anything. He just went to an event. He literally just went to an event, and yet that was enough for these Antifa terrorists to go and attack him, to go and assault him, to literally put him in the hospital. Put into the hospital in New York City. United States of America, American soil, for attending an event for freedom. That's where we are at this point. That's where we are, that someone gets put into the hospital because you went to a night to support freedom. Well, no more, because it's against the law, and the groups that are perpetuating this type of terrorism, this type of violence, need to be stopped. They need to be investigated, they need to be prosecuted, and they need to be put behind bars. We've always stood for peace, and I thank God that the NYPD were there, because if they hadn't stopped him, the choking, the strangulation, who knows what would have happened after this. So I was actually inside when this happened. It says that at one point he actually even tried to put a police officer in a headlock. Let me tell you something. When you try to put the police, the NYPD, in a headlock, you're going to lose that fight. Let me tell you right now. Sorry, Antifa. You're going to lose that fight. And this guy, David Campbell, he lost that one. You don't go up against the NYPD and try to put him in a headlock. Not a good idea. But I wanted to take a second really quick. Here we are at the end of the segment to let you guys know about a great new product that's just out from InfoWars Life, and it's called Pollen Block. It's this incredible product. So because it's new, it's the introductory price. It's $17.1776. Get it? $17.76. 50% off. And it's all about pollen season. Folks, we hate it when pollen season starts. It's constantly attacking our sinuses. We feel like we have no choice. Do you want to stay indoors the entire time? No. You go out, you can use the pollen block. It will support you with that seasonal discomfort. It's going to help support healthy sinus function, respiratory function, clear your airways, and allow you to have normal breathing. It's so great as we go into this season. The quail egg concentrate is where it comes from. And it's amazing to have this seasonal product now available at InfoWars Life. So make sure you guys go and check out Pollen Block. We'll be right.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
What's going on, folks? Jack Posobiec here. Big fourth hour breaking down all the news that happened over the weekend. Huge weekend, New York City. Everything was going down at a night for freedom. Over 1,000 patriots there. We had such an incredible night. We had live music. We had DJs. We had dancing. We had Stephen Molyneux gave an amazing speech. Gavin McInnes was there. I got up. Mike Cernovich, of course, running the entire show. But there was one guest. One special guest, not a speaker, not someone who was featured, but one guest, just an attendee really of the event, who caused a lot of controversy. All of a sudden, all over the left-wing media sphere. The left-wing was having conniption fits over this one. We didn't really understand why. We didn't understand what was going on or what was wrong with it, because all of a sudden at our event, people started turning around and saying, "Hey, Jack, is that Chelsea Manning over there?" And I looked, and sure enough, there was Chelsea Manning at the event. And I said, "Wow, look at that." So we looked into it, and what basically happened was, so Chelsea Manning ended up coming to the event, and we said, "You know what? We're the tolerant side. We don't have a problem with someone coming and wanting to come to our event. And so, fine, come on in, have a nice time at the event, enjoy the party. Maybe you can learn something, right? Maybe you can pick up something that you can take back and talk to your friends on the left about. Because again, we're always told to be tolerant, right? We're always told by the left that you guys need to be more tolerant, and you guys need to be more accepting, and you guys need to be more open." We said, "Fine. All right, sure. Somebody wants to come to our event, doesn't want to crash it, doesn't want to protest it, wants to just come, attend, listen." And so we said, "Fine. No problem whatsoever. More than welcome to come in." And Chelsea, throughout the event, and if you ask anybody who was there, was treated politely and was treated fairly. However, once news broke, the left went into conniption fits, saying Chelsea Manning is some kind of Russian plant. Chelsea Manning is some racist neo-Nazi secret, cryptocurrency. I don't even know what kind of thing. They were losing their minds that Chelsea would attend our event. So then Chelsea posts this thing up that I crashed the fascist white supremacist hate brigade party. Selfies were denied. Well, no, actually, the selfies were denied because nobody wanted to bother you. Nobody wanted to mess with you. You didn't crash it. You actually just attended the event. You had a ticket. You were invited. And nobody had a problem with you being there whatsoever. So, you know what? Fine. You're going to call us. You're going to lie about us. You're going to say things like that, stab us in the back after we invited you in and had a nice time with you. You know what? That's for you to do. But I would say not very classy. Not a very classy thing to do when someone invites you in and treats you with respect. Because that's what we're taught about so much, right? We're told respect people who disagree with you. We happen to be Trump supporters. We're not white supremacists. We're not neo-Nazis. We're not fascists. We're Trump supporters who love liberty and love our country, right? But apparently that's not good enough for sometimes. But I would say simply contrast that with what happened before. They said confront your enemies face to face. Okay, well, you confronted us. Anything specifically to say, anything specifically that you disagreed with, let's have that conversation. Let's not lie about each other. Let's not attack each other. Let's have that conversation. Because which side was the tolerant side now? So inside, Chelsea Manning came in, a figure of the left, as we all know, came in, and everybody was polite. Everybody was respectful. Everybody was completely cool with it. They said, "Fine, you want to come and listen to our event? Listen. Maybe you get red-pilled. Maybe you'll hear something you like. Maybe you can stand up for the American flag," right? However, when our attendees go outside and are met with people from Antifa, Antifa goes and assaults them in the streets and puts them in the hospital after choking them and trying to choke police officers. So again, tell me which side. You could see it right there for the one simple event, right? Look at the optics of this. These people outside with the 2x4s, with the weapons, banging on the chain link fence, screaming that we want to kill your children, that we want your kids, right? Putting our people in the hospital. This is me getting that close to them, putting my own life in jeopardy. Chelsea Manning comes in, no problem whatsoever. Chelsea Manning comes in, doesn't get put in the hospital, doesn't get choked out, doesn't get punched, gets to have a drink and sit down and listen to people talk and listen to some music. That's what happened to Chelsea Manning when she attended our event. So a room full of Trump supporters, full of veterans like myself, who certainly disagree with leaking classified information and certainly disagree with stealing government documents to do so, is treated fairly. And that's what we're all told. Isn't that what we're all told? The golden rule, right? The golden rule. Treat people the way you wish to be treated. That's what I thought I was respecting. That's what we all thought we were respecting. Isn't that what the media tells us? But no, the left doesn't like when anybody doesn't go along with the tribalism, doesn't go along with the screaming, doesn't go along. If you have to stay on your side and you're not allowed to cross that line, and if you do, it's got to be a confrontation. And you've got to be screaming in the face and you've got to be yelling at them. Look what happened when Owen went to see the Women's March. Look at the way they treated Owen, the screaming, the yelling, right? You can't be polite. No, that's the culture that they want to foster. That's the culture of aggression. That's the culture of anger and screaming and at each other's throats and the violence in the streets of Antifa, which happened later in the evening. That's the culture that gets pushed down. The aggression, the violence, the madness, the derangement, right? We call it Trump derangement syndrome. So which side, and you look at some of these people, they're wearing the pink hats. There's people dressed up in all sorts of different costumes. They don't even know why they're protesting. They don't even know why. And you see this guy, all the black, about to attack, literally jabbing people with that camera, jabbing people with his boom mic, trying to get in people's face, trying to provoke a violent altercation, right? That's what they do. They try to get you to swing first, and then you say, aha. But, and there it is. There's the swipe, right? That's him breaking. That's him breaking and getting violent with someone he's probably never even met before. And probably if they met in a coffee shop, would actually sit down and be able to sit next to each other and have no problem whatsoever with each other. You know, Owen and I were walking down the street later after the event. We were going to grab a bite to eat at the diner up towards Times Square from where the event was. And, we're walking down the street and he had that same Trump scarf on. And somebody came up to him and on the side of the street and said, hey, man, you guys are going to get jumped if you dress like that. And we said, like, what, with suits? And he's like, he pointed at the scarf and said, and we thought, you are so triggered by someone's scarf that you feel that you have to get violent because you didn't like his scarf, because his scarf triggered you that much. That's the brittle, soft, thin-skinned, right, anger and vitriol of the left, because they can't stand the fact that Trump won and that they've been pushed further and further into this madness. And it's brainwashing is what it really is. It's brainwashing to think that Trump is somehow getting rid of the freedoms in this country, when really all he's doing is lowering taxes, deregulating business, letting the stock market go up, letting everyone's retirement get better. That's what President Trump is doing. Yet the left are told that he's some kind of Russian plant Manchurian candidate and he must be stopped. And if you see a Trump supporter, well, you've got to go beat him in the streets. You've got to go attack them. But we don't see that from the Trump supporters ourselves. You don't see that whatsoever. So I'll put that up in front of anybody else. I'll say, show me a conservative speaker at a liberal campus and see how they're treated at UC Berkeley, at Columbia, the numerous times this has happened. However, let's now see an icon of the left, Chelsea Manning, whose sentence was commuted by Obama, right? An icon of the left who comes into a Trump event and is treated warmly and is treated fairly. That is the proof, ladies and gentlemen. That is the proof that we can take the moral high road, that we are the tolerant side, that we are the side that stands for freedom of speech, that we are the side that actually understands that you have to talk to people, even if people that you don't like, even people that you disagree with, that we can still actually have a conversation, because that's what freedom of speech means. Sure, we'll beat you, but we'll beat you at the ballot box, and we'll beat you peacefully in an election. We're not going to take our violence into our hands, right? We're not going to take it into our hands and assault you and beat you down. That is the difference, and that is why we've always stood for peace, and we always will stand for peace. And Antifa, they're going to be going to jail. Every single one of them that was connected to this attack. More after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head.
Jack Pacific back, rounding out the big fourth hour here, and we actually have breaking news from Washington, D.C. So I'm here in Washington, D.C. Got down from New York this weekend, but the government was shut down over the weekend. And I just have a quick question for everyone out in the listening audience, everyone within the sound of my voice. Did you notice that the government was apparently shut down for 3 days? I honestly didn't notice. I didn't really notice very much, didn't notice any difference. I may have felt a little freer. I felt like I may have had a little bit more liberty over the weekend. Kind of say that was nice, but yeah, didn't really find any major significant impact in my day-to-day life from the government being shut down. Pretty much seemed like everything that affected us and affected our lives was still there. But the Democrats that led this shutdown, led by Chuck Schumer in the U.S. Senate, they've caved. They've completely and utterly caved. They've dropped. We've got the 60 votes. The government shutdown is over. They've totally caved to completely and utterly give Trump everything that he wanted. What did they get out of it? Nothing. They blinked. They tried to go into an eye-to-eye stare with the president. The man who wrote Art of the Deal, Why would you try to hard negotiate with the man who wrote Art of the Deal? Honestly, the man is a best-selling author who's most known for tough negotiation. You don't try to do that. You assume he's going to beat you, and then you just try to skip that part and actually talk about what you can get out of the deal. You don't try to do the hard negotiation because he destroys you. And Schumer, oh my goodness. You know, people were saying, boy, I thought Steve Bannon had a bad January. Schumer, he goes, hold my vodka. This guy tried to go toe-to-toe with the deal maker in chief, and he lost. He embarrassed himself. He embarrassed the Democrat Party. 81 votes they just got on the motion to get rid of this thing because they all thought, even his own party realized what stupid of an idea this was, and they were completely destroyed because here's the thing. The Democrats, what was their talking point throughout the entire time? It was DACA, right? They kept talking about DACA, 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 DACA. We need DACA. We've got to help DACA. And Trump, on the other hand, and everyone on the right turned around and said, so you're putting illegal immigrants over the needs of the American citizens that you actually represent in Congress, you know, your job, the people who pay your wages, who pay your salary, who pay for your junkets around the world. Those are the people. No, you're not representing them. You're representing illegal immigrants. You're fighting for the rights of illegal immigrants, and that's why you've decided to shut down the government. Even the New York Times admitted that it was the Democrats who shut down the government. So when even the New York Times is calling you out, you know you've done something a little bit foolish. And Schumer, I mean, his negotiating tactic, I don't quite understand what it is. It's we're going to shut down the government, hold the government hostage, and then get nothing in return, give the Republicans everything they want, give Trump everything he wants, and walk away like cowards? Not exactly sure that's the kind of face you want to be showing when you're in a midterm election year and you're trying to show leadership. There's a great line from Schumer as well. He said, well, in the negotiations, I couldn't understand what was going on. We would sit down with Trump, and first he would say one thing, then he would say something else that would sound like he completely flip-flopped and disagreed with what he said before. He said this thing, he said that thing. He was completely confused, had no idea what was going on. And then Schumer left the president's, the Oval Office, and had no idea what was going on. Because, guys, that's what Trump does. He wrote a book about this. You could have read it. It's like $19.95. It's $20. You guys, you make less, more than that per diem. Go buy a copy of Art of the Deal. But you won't because you're lazy and you're stupid. Because you don't understand what it's like dealing with the master negotiator like President Trump. He wanted you to be confused. He does the exact same thing with foreign relations, where he says things that make you think he's a madman. And he is a madman, don't get me wrong. But when he says these things, he wants you confused. And they said, well, he doesn't understand the negotiations. Well, he said 10 different topics. We have no idea what the president wants. Exactly. He wanted you to think that. And they said, we can't talk to this guy. This guy's nuts. We'll go talk to McConnell. And McConnell says, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the government. You guys are going to stop standing up for illegal immigrants. And then you're going to go home. And they said, fine. And so the left is losing their minds at Schumer. They're saying, how could you do this? You put the entire credibility of our party on the line for this. And you folded. He folded like a cheap suit. Should have read Art of the Deal. Should have read Art of the Deal, Chucky boy. That's all I got to say. I don't understand this tactic. If there's a name for it, you call it the Schumer strategy, I guess. The Schumer strategy is you hold the government hostage and then you give up without asking for anything in return. I'm not exactly sure how you win at poker when when you lose every hand of cards and you always lose the bets. Not exactly sure how that's a winning strategy, Chuck. And I've got to give a huge hand to our president here, because this shows the power of Donald Trump, the man, not just the president, but Donald Trump, the man, when it comes to these types of negotiations, which he's known for throughout New York, where he's known for being the best. And people used to laugh when Trump supporters said they'd get sick of winning. And there you go. Boom. The Wall Street Journal admitting that it's called the Schumer surrender. We've got the Schumer. First, we have the Schumer shutdown, and now we've got the Schumer surrender. See, that alliteration always works, by the way. It always works when you can use that alliteration. It's catchy. Schumer shutdown, Schumer shutdown. It sticks in your head. Now that I've said it a few times, you can't stop thinking about it because it's that great. And now, Schumer surrender. It's getting me. Schumer surrender. That's a bit of a tongue twister. Say it 10 times fast. I don't think you can. That's what the president does. He gets into these negotiations and he wins. He brings home a win for the American people first. It's America first. President said that he agrees that we should come up with a way to deal with the Dreamers fairly, that they should be vetted, that it should be gone through and looked on a case-by-case basis, and that they should be treated fairly and compassionately. And I think most people would say yes, that's fair, that we have to look to see, are there people who have committed crimes? Well, they need to go first. Are there people that, what are they doing here? Are they living off of welfare? Are they starting businesses? Those people, all of those things need to be looked at, right? He already was going to do it. He was going to do it anyway. He had told the Democrats that, but then last week they completely blew up these negotiations because Durbin came out and started making these crazy statements, and the president said, fine, you know what? I don't need to talk to you people. You guys are going to lie about me. You're going to mischaracterize what I said in a private meeting. You're going to operate and negotiate in bad faith. Then I don't need to talk to you, and I'm done. That's how you negotiate, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you negotiate. And just as a quick thing to kind of put out here towards the end of this, because I know it's been in the news so much over the weekend talking about these FBI text messages that supposedly the FBI lost 5 months, right? Probably thousands of text messages between Peter Strzok and his mistress, right? Lisa Page, his Jezebel, if you were. They lost 5 months of this from these. And keep in mind, the media keeps calling them, oh, he's just an agent. He's just an FBI agent. No, he's the deputy director of the counterintelligence division. This is someone who does false flags off-co for a living. He does these type of operations. He knows how all of this stuff works. And I've got to say, the FBI technical system, so that means they lost it on his BlackBerry, her BlackBerry, the system that actually runs the router that runs the text messages, and the archive server as well, all lost the text messages at the same time somehow. Folks, we know what that means. Unless the only explanation that I would accept at this point, that who was running your IT? The A1 brothers? A couple of nice A1 brothers out of Pakistan, like we have with Ted Lieu and Debbie Wasserman Schultz over at the DNC side. Well, or maybe we could actually ask the A1 brothers. Maybe they do actually have these text messages. So people are smelling it for what it is, and they say this is fishy and it stinks, because they know that all of the text messages that have come out so far, they talk about an insurance policy. They talk about Lynch knowing that there were going to be no charges against Clinton. How would you know that before the investigation ended? Now, my sources, people I've talked to in D.C., state that what is in those missing text messages is absolutely damning for them and for the FBI and these agents, the deputy director of the counterintelligence division, who was running the Russia investigation, who was running the Hillary email investigation, that it talks about potentially another further insurance policy that could be used against President Trump. And the time period, and this is key, the time period that they're missing was the transition period and the first days of the Trump administration. There you go. Hillary Clinton, emails deleted. NSA, emails deleted. FBI, text messages deleted. Imagine going to the FBI when you're under investigation saying, I'm sorry, I deleted all of those records that you guys wanted. Right? Try telling that to the IRS in April. I'm so sorry, I deleted all of my receipts for this year. But don't worry about it. There's nothing in there. Folks, that is the deep state right there telling you that they are losing, that they are on the ropes, because Trump and this movement of new nationalism and new patriotism that's sweeping the land is pushing back against them. They know their hour is up. They know they're reaching the end of the line, and it's because of the info warriors and people like you listening today. Thank you so much for listening. Jack Posobiec. Catch.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.